From travel to shopping, there's an awful lot to prepare for in just a matter of days. As you know, Thanksgiving right around the corner, and it's not just preparing properly, but it's also avoiding potential scams that could be in your path. Joining us back on the show, Commissioner Brian Caffarelli from Connecticut's Department of Consumer Protection. Hey, Brian, you ready for Thanksgiving?
Hey, Melissa. Yeah, I am. It's a week from today. It's crazy that it came so fast.
I know.
Again.
I know. But when I say, are you ready, like, you're ready to eat? Are you ready, like, are you ready to host? Like, what do you mean you're ready? Because, I mean, you do sound very relaxed when it's a week out.
Yeah, no, I'm not hosting this year. We're traveling, and we'll be at my brother's in New York.
Nice.
How about you?
Cool. We're going to my mother's a few towns over into Fairfield, so not too bad at all. Yeah, I can't complain. She's a great cook, so I only have to make one thing, and I'm okay with that. I can handle that. I'm okay. Yeah. I'm good with that.
Me too.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
It is interesting, though, that you talk about travel, because AAA came out with their new projections saying this is going to be record high travel since they started recording this. And the majority of people will be driving, obviously, but we've had a lot of chaos, not just at the airports, but even with trains, cruises, buses, what have you. I think transportation is something we really have to prepare for. And obviously the driving. I mean, you yourself, you're driving to New York. So what do you want people to be thinking about when it comes to preparing for the travel that goes into Thanksgiving week?
Yeah, and I'm glad you bring this up. And so normally it's not something we talk about, but it is top of mind for everyone, especially with the airports now just getting back to normal with the shutdown over. And really just focusing first on air travel. There's some things to do in advance that seem simple, but sometimes people overlook them. First of all, make sure you have a real ID. You know, that went into effect in May. That means the little star on your license. And, you know, it had been delayed a few times and people were very confused about it. But you don't want to show up to the airport without the proper ID to fly, because that will certainly put a wrench in things. So if you don't have one, it's pretty simple to get an appointment on the DMV website. Or if you have a passport, you can use that. But that being said, you know, I think that you should download your airline's app and turn on notifications for your flight. It's a really easy way to stay abreast of what's going on if there are cancellations or delays. It also gives you your boarding pass right there. And if there are cancellations, it'll give you options so you don't have to go to a counter or call in. And if you don't want to do that, you can at least offer, you know, the airlines offer text alerts with flight updates, or you get emails. Additionally, you know, there's going to be wait times at security lines. A lot of airports do post live wait times on their website. So you do want to arrive a little early. I used to be one of these people that didn't do that. But, the older I get, I figure, why do I need that headache? So it's worth it to just get there a little earlier, get through security and be at your gate. And so if there is a problem, you want to make sure you're aware of the refund and return policy. And so for domestic flights, which I think is a lot of what we're talking about, is if the airline cancels your flight, you are entitled to a monetary refund. That's only if you choose not to reschedule it or accept travel vouchers. So, I mean, but then you're left with, you know, how do you get where you wanted to go? But, you know, sometimes if you're traveling somewhere that was kind of just far enough, you might have an alternative that you can find, either a train or a car. Like you mentioned, I saw that in one of the reports that rail and car travel is going to be up like 10% this year. I think a lot of that is because people were a little nervous about flying, and when they were making arrangements, they weren't sure how the FAA was going to be operating.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I mean, and Brian, I don't, and again, I'm not trying to advertise for anybody in particular, but I do think, especially with flights, if you're concerned at all, like, you could do all the right things, get there 3 hours early, check in online, have the app, all of that. But things go wrong. And even without the government shutdown, the last, I want to say, at least two, if not more, Thanksgiving to Christmas breaks, we've had mass cancellations, just pure chaos at airports across the country. Do you recommend people having a third party, a travel agent, a AAA, somebody who can really manage very quickly and I'm not even saying quickly get you a flight, but we have seen a lot of people get scammed because their flight got canceled and they've got to find something different. And they're not even on the right website for that airline, for example. I mean, we've seen people get duped thousands of dollars and still not have the flight home.
Yeah, I mean, so that's a good point. So a lot of people do use third-party services to book their tickets in advance. So, I don't want to call them out because they're all fine, but, you know, Kayak, Expedia, and those types. But they have different refund and policies than the airline directly. So we've seen experiences with consumers that they have better success in dealing directly with the airlines when something like this happens. And oftentimes, if you've booked with a third party, it's difficult to do that. So if you are choosing to book with a third party, you know, when you're doing this, you know, at the get-go, make sure you are very aware of their refund and policies in terms of cancellation and changes and stuff if there are fees. And, you know, if you're saving a considerable amount of money, great. But if not, you know, we recommend going directly to the carrier's website themselves. And so that can avoid some of these things. So, you know, I mean, and you're right, people can get scammed often when they're doing booking online, you know, these deals that seem too good to be true. But I think that really it's not, we're not really facing so many scams. It's just, it's people understanding the policies that they've entered into with the ticket that they purchased. And so when something, and normally, you know, you go to the airport, you get on your flight, everything's fine and you don't have to worry about it. But when something goes wrong, that's when you figure out, oh, wow, I didn't realize that this was the policy that this particular third party site had. And so there could be fees involved. They could be, there are instances where they don't need to get you on the next flight. And so you're not necessarily taken care of as well.
Commissioner Brian Caffarelli is here from the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection, and we're making sure that you enjoy your holidays and you don't have, you know, headaches or anything bad, especially financially, happen to you. So we're talking travel and also shopping. Before we switch to shopping, though, Brian, was there anything else you wanted to share with consumers protecting themselves while they plan a vacation or any other travel related scams out there?
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad you asked, actually. I was going to kind of sidetrack us back to that for a second.
That's okay. I share one brain with you. It's fine. I knew. I was like, he doesn't want to go to shopping just yet. He still has more to say. So there you go, Bri.
Really,
see?
Don't. It's one thing. It's a nice segue, too. But it's one thing that we talk about a lot is in keeping your personal identification secure. And one thing that we've seen in airports and train stations and areas of large concentration are these public Wi-Fis. And oftentimes people have been confused about them. And so they can pose threats to your personal devices. So cyber criminals, more and more, they create these fake Wi-Fi networks to steal your information. It's true for these busy areas. So the airports, the train stations with many, many people contained in that area using more than one device. So any pop-ups that come up, you know, on some Wi-Fi that seems, you know, a little weird, don't accept, connect, sign in. You know, if you want to get on a public Wi-Fi, you can ask someone at the airport or the train station, what is the recommended public Wi-Fi? But to avoid potential dangers for those spots, try not to use it. Use a hotspot. Use your own carrier. If, you know, most people have unlimited data. But if you have to use it, we say, please avoid logging into banks or checking your emails or doing any online shopping on public Wi-Fis, because you're really ripe to get your information stolen if you're doing that. So just wanted to touch on that before we move to the shopping that comes right after the turkey.
I know. It's so true. I feel like it literally goes from one thing to the next, because I don't worry as much about the in-person shopping, obviously, but everything has really become online. And even the idea of Cyber Monday, like, that's not even a thing. I feel like people started doing Black Friday shopping like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The amount of packages, Brian, that I'm seeing showing up at people's houses. And I just think before you know it, it's going to be August, and it's like Black Friday shopping happening right now. It's like, okay, great. So, I mean, even the idea of just from Black Friday to Cyber Monday, being, you know, sure, you'll see more people because they just know that, that that's the time that the deals happen. But more and more people are shopping even while we're speaking right now. So, right. I mean, so I guess let's talk about some of the biggest important things to talk about with shopping online.
Yeah, I'd say if your listeners remember anything, two big takeaways for shopping. One, for in-person or online, know what the return window is, because oftentimes it's, you know, it's different during the holiday season, and retailers can change their return policy. We're all about an informed consumer. They just have to let you know. So their return policy has to be posted conspicuously in the store or online. So retailers refuse returns if they suspect, you know, fraudulent activity, such as people, you know, around this time, they'll return used items, they'll make fake receipts or taking items off the shelf. So keep your original receipt if you buy it in person, or if you, you know, get it online, the receipts normally come when you place the order or when you receive the item. Some retailers do have restocking fees for returned items. These are usually larger items. They have to tell you that in advance, but that could be deducted from your refund amount. And so just keep that in mind. The other thing that we hear about and see all the time all year long, but really a lot during the holidays, are these pop-up ads on social media. So you're looking for something, somehow your device knows exactly what you're looking for, and you'll be on Instagram or Facebook, and it'll pop up, and it's something that, you know, it's a great deal, and you click on the link, and you don't even leave the social media site, and you can make the purchase, but you don't know what website you're dealing with. And oftentimes we get complaints of, I never received it, or I got it, and it's not at all what was advertised when, you know, in the thing that popped up. And we'll ask, well, what was the website or company? You don't even know. And so we really stress that you should avoid just blindly clicking those pop-up ads and purchasing something, and go directly to the retailer's website. You know, like everything we talk about, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to use one of those pop-up ads, we recommend that you go to, you know, open it in the external browser, see what the website is, and Google that website. It doesn't take very long, and you could avoid a lot of headaches. And I've done it a lot. Most oftentimes, you know, it's some random website, and you just put in, you know, the website name and reviews or complaints. And it's like, I'm so glad I avoided clicking on, you know, buying anything from this website. So,
yeah, isn't it great? Isn't it great? Now, of course, Brian, this is I have to always note this as well, because I think it's not a matter of does this really happen? No, we know it happens, but we want to make sure we avoid it. We got to touch on the porch pirates. I mean, and certainly making sure that people know, not that it exists, because it does. It's what do we do instead of having the aimless package dropped off at 10 o'clock in the morning? You've left for work. You're not back for another 9-10 hours. What do you do to avoid being targeted by porch pirates this season?
Well, I mean, a lot of people, you know, have Ring cameras and can't, you know, distraction signs that show that, you know, because the fraudsters or the thieves, they want to avoid, it's the path of least resistance. So if they see an area that has a lot of cameras or with a dog, they're going to avoid it. But you can also track your packages and see when they're going to arrive. Some shippers allow you to kind of choose a window or a delivery date. And so you could pick a weekend or a day that you know that you'll be home or working from home to make it more, you know, so that the packages are not sitting on your porch, if you will, for very long. You can take them in or ask your neighbors. But it is a real thing. And, you know, I mean, just from a basic kind of community standpoint, just be neighborly. Look out for each other. And so if you see kind of suspicious activity, say something about it. So I think that that's a good thing. But, you know, in addition to that, another thing that we've seen that really just, it boggles my mind, but we've heard about it a couple of years ago, and it's continuing, are these seasonal job scams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really horrible because there are scammers that will pose as employers who post job postings on legitimate sites. And people during the holidays are looking to earn a little extra money. And so they'll do this with temporary jobs. And during that process, there will, you know, this potential employer could ask you for personal information for this quote unquote employment paperwork, like your birthday or social security number. They'll even go so far as asking you for your checking account number or bank routing number so that they can pay you. And then they'll steal your personal information and possibly hack into your bank account. So You want to make sure that you are dealing with a legitimate company. I mean, there are legitimate seasonable job offers that handle the demand. And so it is, if you're going to do that, it's best to go with a well-known retailer. Or if you found one that you're very interested in, do your homework and make sure it really is one before you give up all that information and find yourself in a jam.
Well, Commissioner Brian Caffarelli, we always appreciate the fact that we have you on the show to check in. And if anything, if it feels like, oh my gosh, that's an awful lot for me to take note on, well, we want to make sure you enjoy your holidays. And so, thank God we've got Brian. I'm just saying. We just avoided more mayhem than we needed, okay? Like, the holidays are stressful as it is, okay? So we don't need to add to that. So we thank you, Brian Caffarelli. We really do.
We're looking out for a lot of this, so you don't have to worry about it. But an educated consumer is very helpful. So we really like to have people out there aware of it. But really, really do. I agree with you. Everybody have a happy and healthy holiday.
I agree. Brian, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. And I know we'll check in with you again next month. Yeah. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
You too. And travel safely. I know it's just New York, but hey, got to be safe no matter where you go, crossing the street, going down the driveway. I'm just saying.